Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. We are going to look at something I think we all struggle with, and that's information overload. You know, drowning in save links. Can never find that one thing you need when you need it. Well, hopefully today we can take a look at something that can help you. But before we get started, big thanks to our sponsor, SafeServer. They make sure this very software is hosted securely and efficiently, and they can help you too with digital transformation. Check them out at www.safeserver.dste.
Yeah, I think that's something that everyone struggles with in this day and age. And so the product that we're going to be taking a look at today that can help with this problem is LinkWarden. So it's self-hosted, open source. You can think of it almost like your personal evolving library of web content.
Okay.
It's really interesting because one of the problems that it tries to tackle is this problem of what they call link rot, which is, you know, you save a bookmark and then you go back to it a month, a year, 5 years later, and the page is gone.
Oh, tell me about it. Happens all the time, especially with like the older articles or more niche websites, things like that.
Yeah, exactly. So what LinkWarden does is it actually tries to solve this by not just saving the bookmark or the link, but it saves the content. So it will take screenshots. It will save it as a PDF. It can even save a readable version of the web page, which strips away all of the extra web design and things like that.
So it's almost like you have a backup of the entire page.
Exactly. So you always have a copy of it, even if that website disappears.
That is clever. But let's say, you know, I've saved hundreds of these articles. How do I actually find the one that I'm looking for?
Well, I think this is where the organization side of LinkWarden comes in. It has collections, sub-collections, tags. You can kind of structure it, I guess, the way that your brain works.
Okay. So no more like scrolling through this infinite list of bookmarks.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And then it also has a really powerful search function, full text search, that searches the contents of all the web pages that you've saved. And they've even got some AI stuff in there, too, so that it will automatically tag things and suggest keywords for you.
Okay, that's pretty cool, pretty useful. What if, like, I'm working with somebody, like a partner on a project or with some colleagues? How does that work with, you know, sharing research and stuff?
Yeah, so that's where the collaborative side of it comes in. You can share your entire collection with someone. You can, you know, they've got granular permissions, so you can control who can edit and who can just view. And
nice.
And it's not just internal collaboration. You can even share collections publicly. So you can imagine, you know, if you are a researcher and you have a collection on a specific topic, you can just share it publicly for anyone to see.
That is neat. So instead of sending emails back and forth, you've got this kind of central location where everybody can see what's going on.
Exactly. Much easier to manage.
Perfect. Okay, well, I hear there's a bunch of other features, so let's dive into those. What else does this thing do?
Yeah, let's dive into some maybe of the lesser known features that might surprise you. So for starters, they've got light and dark mode.
Always a plus.
Always good, especially if you're doing late night research. And then if you want to integrate it nicely with your browser, they have a browser extension so you can save things really quickly. You can even synchronize your bookmarks across different browsers.
Okay, hold on. How do you do that?
So there's a tool called Flockus that allows you to do that. And it basically acts as a bridge between LinkWarden and your web browser so that no matter which web browser you're using, you've got all of your bookmarks synced up.
So, you know, if I'm using Firefox and Chrome, I don't have to, like, keep them separate.
Yeah, exactly. It keeps everything consistent for you. And they've also got some, you know, import and export capability. So if you're coming from another bookmarking tool, you can easily migrate everything over.
That's super convenient, I bet. Mm. Okay, what about, like, some of the more techie features? Like, I know I saw on the website something about API keys and SSO integration?
Yeah. So they definitely have some options for power users. So SSO integration, which is single sign-on, so you can just use your existing logins for other services to access LinkWarden as well, so you don't need to create another password.
Oh, nice. One less password to remember.
Yeah, exactly. And then API keys allow developers to build integrations with other software. You can imagine if you want to automatically save articles from your favorite blog, or you know, sync it with some other project management tool, the possibilities are endless.
Okay, so some serious customization you can do there.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I was looking at the website, they've even got custom icons for, you know, the links or the collections or whatever, so.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really popular feature, especially for people who are more visually oriented.
Yeah.
Helps to personalize your LinkWarden experience. And then one of the other things I wanted to mention was they actually have RSS feed subscriptions built in.
Okay, yeah, so a little blast from the past for some.
Yeah, exactly. But it's still a really powerful tool. You know, if you want to keep up to date on certain websites without having to manually check them all the time, you can just use RSS feeds, and LinkWarden integrates this really nicely.
Okay, cool, cool. This is already like a lot, and we're just, you know, getting started. One thing I'm really interested in is the fact that this is open source. So what does that actually mean for the average user, and why should they even care?
Yeah, that's a great question. So open source just means that the source code of the software is publicly available for anyone to inspect and modify and even redistribute. And so this fosters this culture of transparency and encourages collaboration within the community.
Okay, so it's more about like being part of a community than just like, you know, using this piece of software.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a really powerful concept. And this community involvement has actually led to some pretty incredible things. For example, there are now community-developed apps for iOS and Android.
Oh, wow.
So you can actually access your LinkWarden library from your phone or tablet really easily. And there's also a really cool extension called StarWarden, which lets you save starred GitHub repositories to your LinkWarden account. So if you're a developer and you're on GitHub, you can star repos and it'll save them into your library.
That's awesome. So, I mean, just to kind of like take a step back, we've talked about, you know, all these features and everything, but like, why is this important? It's more than just like, you know, a bookmarking tool, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's about, you know, making your information, you know, turning it into an asset, right? Building a personal knowledge base and taking control of your data and ensuring that it's always accessible to you.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. And the collaborative aspects too, like, you know, imagine if you have this curated knowledge base that you can share with other people and you can all work together to build these comprehensive resources. That's where it gets really powerful, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think this is really a paradigm shift in terms of how we think about bookmarking, right? It's not just about saving links. It's about curating and preserving your knowledge for the long term.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, in the past, you might have had a physical library, right? You would go and check out books.
Right.
This is like your own personal digital library that you can customize.
That's a good way to put it. Okay, well, we are starting to run out of time here. So I think maybe we should take a quick break. And when we come back, we can talk about some real world examples of how people are actually using this tool.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we'll be right back after this short break.
You know, it's interesting, as we were talking about the features, I was thinking about like how much the idea of bookmarking has changed. You know, it's not just about saving a link anymore. It's really about curating and preserving that knowledge.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. It's like we've gone from like marking a page to, you know, building this personal archive of information.
Exactly. And think about, you know, how much information is lost every day. You know, websites disappear, content gets updated, links break. And this is sort of a way to, you know, safeguard against that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like freezing a moment in time that you can always go back to.
Right, right. It's like your time capsule,
yeah.
You know, for the web.
Yeah.
That article that, you know, you want to read again, or that, you know, research paper, or even just like, you know, a funny meme that you saw years ago. And the fact that it's collaborative, I think, adds a whole other dimension to it. You know, you can share this curated knowledge with other people, build communities around shared interests, you know, even work together to, like, build a comprehensive resource on a specific topic.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely a far cry from, you know, emailing links back and forth or trying to manage a shared folder.
Well, yeah.
You know, this kind of streamlines the entire process.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, you know, I'm curious, what are some of the like unexpected ways you've seen people using this? I mean, we've talked about like research, collaboration, but I mean, I bet there's some like really creative use cases out there.
Oh, for sure. I've seen people using it to curate travel itineraries.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Build mood boards for design projects, compile evidence for historical research.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. There's a real sense of community and innovation within the LinkWarden user base. So yeah, lots of different ways people are using it.
It sounds like people are like really kind of taking it and like applying it to their own needs and interests, which is really cool.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's one of the beautiful things about open source software. It's very adaptable and can be molded to fit a variety of purposes.
Right. It's like you're giving people these like building blocks and they can like create whatever they can imagine with it.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. And then, you know, because the code is open, anybody can contribute to the development of it.
Go ahead.
It's constantly evolving and being shaped by you know, the needs and desires of the people who are using it.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's interesting, right? Because, you know, we live in this world where we're just constantly bombarded with information.
Yeah.
You know, from all directions.
Yeah.
So having these tools that let us, you know, curate, preserve, and share that knowledge.
Yeah.
In a meaningful way is it's pretty essential these days.
I agree. Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, as we're talking about this, I'm realizing that, you know, this isn't just a tool for managing information. It's almost like a tool for learning and personal growth.
Yeah, for sure.
It's about building your own personal knowledge base and connecting with other people who share your passions.
Yeah, that's a great point. Empowering people to, you know, not just passively consume information,
right,
but to actually be active participants in this knowledge economy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think as we kind of wrap up this section, you know, maybe a good challenge for the listeners, you know, think about how you currently manage information.
Yeah.
You know, are you drowning in bookmarks?
Yeah.
Do you struggle to collaborate? Are there areas of knowledge you're passionate about, but you haven't found a good way to explore? I mean, if any of those resonate with you, I think this might be a really interesting tool to try.
I agree. Yeah. I encourage everyone to give LinkWorden a try. It could be the tool that you need to transform your relationship with information and really unlock a whole new world of knowledge and collaboration.
And remember, you know, you can always start with the cloud offering if you want something that's like really easy to get started with.
For sure.
Or you can dive into the world of self-hosting if you're feeling a little more adventurous.
Exactly. Either way, you're joining a community of, you know, passionate individuals who are committed to preserving and sharing knowledge, which is a pretty cool thing to be a part of.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. We always talk about, you know, the downsides of technology, right?
Mm.
Information overload, constant distractions, feeling tethered to our devices. This is kind of a nice example of, you know, where technology can actually be a really powerful force for good.
Yeah, right? Yeah, for sure.
It's about reclaiming that control. Mm-hmm. You know, fostering that collaboration and making knowledge more accessible to everyone.
Yeah, I think that's a really great way to put it. It's a reminder that technology is ultimately a reflection of ourselves.
Yeah.
And we can use it to create chaos and division, or we can use it to build bridges and share knowledge and create a more informed and connected world.
That's a good way to put it.
Mm.
So, dear listener, as you go about your day-to-day and you're navigating this, you know, massive sea of information, just remember that you have the power to choose how you interact with it. You can let it overwhelm you, or you can use tools like this to curate it, preserve it, and share that knowledge.
And who knows, you know, maybe you'll even be inspired to contribute to the development of LinkWorden itself.
Yeah.
And add your own unique perspective and help shape this evolving ecosystem of knowledge.
Yeah, no, that's what I love about like these deep dives is,
yeah,
like we start with this seemingly simple topic like bookmarking.
Yeah.
But we end up exploring these like really profound questions about knowledge and collaboration and the role of technology in our lives.
I agree. It's always good to have a reminder that there's always more to learn and more connections to make and more ways to share what we know.
Well said. Well said. And with that, I think we're going to wrap up this deep dive into the world of LinkWorden.
Yeah.
Big thanks to SafeServer, our sponsor, for making these explorations possible. Remember, you can find them at www.safeserver.de for all your digital transformation needs.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey. Hopefully you found it insightful and inspiring. And until next time, keep those minds curious and those bookmarks organized.
Okay, so we're back. And I wanted to dive into some real-world examples of how people are actually using LinkWorden. You know, it's one thing to talk about all the features, but it's another thing to see how people are actually using these things in their day-to-day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the theory is important, but seeing it in practice is really where it gets interesting.
Yeah, so let's start with a simple one. Imagine you're a student and you're working on a research paper, right? You've got articles from all these different websites and notes on scraps of paper, maybe some files saved on your computer. It's a mess, right?
Yeah, it's a classic problem. And it's not just students, right? I think anybody who has done any kind of research for a project or a presentation or even just for personal interest can relate to that feeling of being overwhelmed with information.
Totally, totally. So now imagine using LinkWorden to bring some order to all of that chaos. You create a collection specifically for this research paper. Add all those links. Organize them by subtopic, whatever makes sense to you.
You can even use the note-taking feature to jot down your thoughts and insights as you're reading each article. And if you see a quote that you really like, you can highlight it in the saved copy of the webpage.
Oh, so it's more than just like storing the link. It's like a workspace almost.
Exactly. And then this is where the collaboration comes in. Let's say you're working on this research paper with a partner or a group. You can actually invite them to collaborate on this collection with you. So you can all be adding links and notes and insights.
So you're not like emailing files back and forth and hoping they got the latest version and all that stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. It really streamlines that whole research and writing process. And this applies to, you know, not just academic research.
Right, right.
But, think about a company that's working on a new product launch.
Oh, yeah.
They can use it to gather market research, competitor analysis, design inspiration, anything that's relevant to that project.
Yeah.
They could even have, a collection for customer feedback, gathering insights from surveys and support tickets.
That's a great idea.
Having all that information in one central place organized is really valuable.
And you know what? Even, for those of us who like to, really dive deep on a certain hobby or area of interest, I love history. I could see myself, building a collection on a specific historical event, adding articles, documents, photos,
so we're agreeing,
apps, all that stuff.
You could even invite other history buffs to collaborate with you on that collection and create this really like dynamic resource that just grows over time.
That's a cool idea. And, and it's not just about like gathering all this information. It's about really curating it, right? With the tagging and the notes and the highlighting, you're creating your own personalized version of that information, which makes it even more valuable to you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about turning that raw data into knowledge.
Yeah.
And then sharing that knowledge with others to create something bigger than yourself. I mean, I think that's the essence of LinkWarden and really open source in general.
Right, right. It's about moving beyond like the traditional model of information consumption and becoming more of an active participant in the creation and sharing of that knowledge.
Yeah, I think that's a really powerful shift.
Yeah, for sure. So as we wrap up here, I want to leave our listeners with a challenge. Don't think of LinkWarden as just a bookmarking tool, but think of it as a platform for curating, preserving, and sharing that knowledge that really matters to you.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Embrace that open source collaborative spirit and join this community of people who are passionate about, making the world a more informed place.
Yeah. And you can find out more about LinkWarden at the link in our show notes. We'll include some resources on how to get started, whether you want to go the self-hosting route or start with their cloud offering.
Perfect. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, SafeServer, for making this deep dive possible. If you're looking for a reliable partner for your digital transformation needs, you can find them at www.safeserver.de.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this exploration of knowledge, curation, and collaboration. We hope you found it insightful and inspiring. And until next time, keep diving deep.